بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد إمام أبي حاتم إمام ابن أبي حاتم after he gave this first set of advice which I mentioned to you and have been talking about in the last few of these reminders He then said to his students, I also advise you about five matters. The first one he said is, when you are treated unjustly, do not behave unjustly. Second one was, when you are praised, do not become happy. Three, when you are criticized, do not become upset. Number four, when you are not believed, do not become angry. And number five, and if people act deceitfully towards you, do not act deceitfully towards them. Let's look at these and see what beautiful advice this is. And this is very much in keeping with the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, who told us to behave well with those who behave ill with us. This is also in keeping with the quality of rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the quality of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which we rely on, which we beg Him for, and on which forgiveness is based. Because good for good, evil for evil is justice. So to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for disobeying Him deliberately would be justice. And we can't complain about that. But that's not what we want. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And therefore we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though I did something bad, I am sorry about that, so please forgive me. And this is what Rasulullah ﷺ told us. He said, give to those who deprive you. Be good to those who are bad to you. And that is what here Imam Ibn Abi Hatim rahmatullah alayhi is saying. When you are treated unjustly, do not behave unjustly. See, the whole issue is, somebody sent me a slogan on Twitter. Not sent me, it was on Twitter. One of my friends said, I'm reflecting on it. And that slogan was, at some point in time, I will treat you the way you treat me. Now, it might seem to be fair, and I would say it is fair probably, but it's not the Islamic way. It's not the noble thing to do. It's not the high road. You behave badly and I behave badly, then what happens? We both are at the same level. So I have actually reduced myself and lowered myself to your level. Now, what's the benefit of that? No benefit at all, right? What's the benefit? So, what here the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, and in this case, Imam Ibn Abi Hatim, is to say that don't give your remote control into the hands of the aggressor. Don't become a puppet in their hands. Don't let them manipulate your strings. Don't let them manipulate your strings. Don't let them, you know, make you dance to their tune. Let them do whatever they want. I will behave the way I want to behave because that is my standard, right? If you don't do that, then really you have lowered yourself. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the strongest one is the one who can overcome his anger. The anger is just. The other person deserves your anger. But you are saying, no, I will not do that. I will not. His action is unjust. And if I also behave in the same way, then we are both the same. We have not, I have reduced myself to that level. There's a famous hadith where a man was brought to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he came with another man, and he said, this fellow murdered you know, my whoever it was, relative. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, forgive him. Forgive him. The man said, no, I can't forgive him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take blood money. Right? Take compensation. He said, no, I won't do that also. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then go and kill him and you are like him. Right? Then go and kill him, you are like him. Now the man got very shocked with that. So he forgave the man. The point here being made is that just because somebody else behaves unjustly, if you do the same thing, then you are allowing that person to dictate to you how you will behave. So my submission to you is to say to yourself, I will not allow you to decide how I will behave. You do whatever you want. You want to rave and rant, you want to scream, you want to curse. That is a reflection of who you are. That is a reflection of who your parents are. That's a reflection of what kind of society you come from, what kind of culture you have. Why should I lower myself to that level? Because I'm not like that. I'm not like that. My parents were not like that. My culture is not like that. My society is not like that. So if I start behaving like you, then I'm just saying that I am like you, but I'm not like you. So if I'm not like you, then I should not behave like you. I must behave like how I should behave. That is the whole point of this. And of course, we get the, in this particular case, when we do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we also have the pleasure of Allah and therefore the reward for this. So the first of these, of the five things which Imam Abi Hatim, Ibn Abi Hatim advised, is when you are treated unjustly, do not behave unjustly. I want you to reflect in your own life on all those who treated you unjustly and try to play back in your mind what happened at that time. How did you treat them? How did you behave with them? Did you retaliate? Did you do what they did? Or did you hold yourself? Did you behave with dignity? What do you do? Now, going forward, what would you like to do? Right? Going forward. Now, that's the whole point. The whole point of all these Fajr reminders and so on is to try to see if we can change our behavior. Because that is the only thing which will help us, is if we change our behavior. If the behavior remains the same, then there is no benefit in listening to this. So, do give it a thought. And say, what is it that I need to do to change my behavior in such a way that when I am treated unjustly, I will not retaliate. I will not behave in the same way. I will not be unjust. Now, again, I am not saying to you that depending on what it is, that you must not take recourse to law, that you must just accept whatever nonsense people choose to dump on your head. No. By all means, you have a right to defend yourself. You have a right to take recourse to law. You have a right to seek redressal. By all means, do that. But do that in a dignified manner. What you do not have a right to is to behave unjustly, meaning to rave and rant, to curse, to abuse, to beat up people or things like that. That definitely not. But for example, one very good response to unjust behavior is simply to walk away. وَإِذَا قَاتَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in Surah Al-Furqan. He said that when you are addressed by, when you are accosted and by people who are unjust or who are jahilun, then just say salam and go away. Don't engage with them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.